from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland, you got to tell me, how lovely did Sybil look last night at the White House Christmas party?
Say it again? Literally, my unit went out.
That's hating, Sybil. That's
I'm
hating.
Not hating. My unit
the
went out.
Was
and I
too
was like,
perfect on
what
there,
did he
bro.
Just
it's
say?
Too perfect.
Not as lovely as Roland in his red and pocket square.
I think Sybil she had a velour dress on. Velour or velvet. I get velour and velvet mixed up all the time.
Because nobody compares to Mrs. Martin. That is the way it goes.
Sybil had on a green velvet dress with a big red bow. She was looking very Christmassy. Then she had them ruffle socks, you know, the lace socks the little kids wear, the little bobby socks. And then she had like a red bow and a green bow and a hat. Look, she looks great. She looked very Christmassy. She did. She looked very Christmassy.
Stupid.
What you described, all she needed was a pair of stride right shoes on.
It was Buster Brown's. Thank you very much.
Buster Brown.
Came to the White House. They said, here, lollipop.
The big chief right, like to see if that's okay.
That's okay. That's all right. You're right.
All right, folks. Today on TV One, 9 a.m., News One Now, we're going to have J.B. Smooth talking about Top 5. So we look forward to that conversation. But I'm about to have a different conversation. On Monday, I was live tweeting with Salai Abrams, her Truth and Reality effort, because she is very much against a lot of these reality shows and how degrading they are to black women and black folks in general. And she asked me the question, my thoughts about Sorority Sisters on VH1. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I haven't seen it, so therefore I can't form an opinion until I see it. And after we finished, the show came on, and I said, look, y'all know I don't watch trash, but I'm going to watch this to form an opinion to let y'all know how I feel. Let me just say, it was embarrassing, it was shameful, it was degrading, it was ridiculous to watch so-called grown-ass women act like a complete fool on television. And they're supposed to, and talking about how sophisticated they are, talking about scholarship. One of the women actually threw scholarship came out of her mouth, and she couldn't even, I don't think, even spell scholarship. And here's my fundamental problem. Y'all know, I don't watch that crap, the Real Housewives of Stupidity. I'm sorry, Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't watch Ignorant Love and Hip Hop, L.A., New York, Atlanta, Charlotte. I don't care what you want to call it. Because I have respect for myself as a black man. I have respect for my wife, respect for my nieces, for my mama as well. And here we are for years. We have fought these ridiculous Amos and Andy, shameful blackface images. And then what we do is turn around and watch this crap and support it. Now, here's what happened yesterday, Sybil. Hallmark announced that they are pulling their ads from Sorority Sisters. Carmex, the lip balm, announced they're pulling all of their ads from VH1 because folks have been starting these boycotts. And there are some people who are saying, well, why y'all all of a sudden boycotting the show? Is it because it's sororities? I've never liked any of the shows. I've been real clear, but I agree. And the issue for me is this here. When I hear black folks say, well, you know, this is my guilty pleasure. Yeah, but what you are doing is you are furthering the degradation of our people. Now, it's different if we had 100 shows on TV. White folks got Honey Boo Boo, the Duck People, and all these other, and the folks walking around naked. But guess what? They got 97 other shows they get to see that give different images. We got 6 or 7 shows and 5 of them ignorant. So, of course, we're going to have a different look. But here's the other thing that black folks need to understand. You are helping to destroy black networks. Because if BET, if TV One, if Bounce, if Aspire put one of those shows on, Negroes will be protesting, boycotting, picketing us, saying, how dare you? But we give VH1 a pass. We give Bravo a pass. In fact, we watch those shows. They get large ratings. And then when a black network goes in, they say, well, this got 1.5 million viewers. This got 2 million viewers. And so folks are not watching. We got positive stuff. They not watching that. The advertisers say, we're going to put our money on these shows versus your shows. And so here's what happens. When we don't get the advertising money and the ratings for our shows, well, then we can't grow the network. We can't have better programming. And so how was it years ago that people protested BET over the show Hot Ghetto Mess, and none of them had seen it? Oh, but we will live tweet all this other nonsense to see black women throwing wine in each other's face, pulling hair, yelling, cussing, acting a fool. At some point, we have to decide for ourselves that we are not going to take garbage in and then kick garbage out. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we are seeing. And so I don't celebrate any one of these crazy reality folks. I don't treat them as a star. Hell, they don't have any talent. They can't sing. They can't dance. They can't act. And so what we are doing, we are sending the wrong image to our kids. So I say, don't you dare watch that stuff with your kids. Don't you let your daughter see that nonsense. Don't you let your daughters have the view that all I need to do is get me a weed that hits the floor, and I can act a fool and cuss out another woman, and I can become rich on one of these reality shows. At some point, we've got to have self-respect, and that means turning that mess off and telling VH1 and Bravo and anybody else, you are not going to disrespect black folks, especially black women, again. So all you so-called folks who say it's my guilty pleasure, damn it, find another one, because all you are doing is supporting a modern-day Amos and Andy.
Amen. Preach, brother.
Great job,
my
bro.
Goodness, Roland. You put it down.
Put that in your pocket square.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the kids and their perception, man, you're right on it right there. There,
right.
Brother.
My 17-year-old niece saw that nonsense. She said, this is despicable. I said, precisely. So I hope this show is gone by episode 3. Let's see what other advertisers drop out of this mess.
Thank you, Roland. It's commentary brought to you by TV One.